Cinéphile.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that?
Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
This is a tasty burger.
You talking to me?
Rex, you're not in 3D.
Well, of course I'm in 3D.
On est pas bien. Tu dis ça, du coup, ça.
You never know what you're going to get.
Cinéphile. Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome to Cinephile. I hope you've all been able to watch some good films this month. Our special guest director, Tamer El-Said, is an Egyptian filmmaker, and we're going to be talking about his first feature film, which wowed the Trois Continents, Three Continents Film Festival, here in the western city of Nantes. And I managed to pin down RFI's very own Laura Angela Bagnetto, who's going to tell us about her favourite film this month, a French biopic about the late international singing star Dalida, a star with an Egyptian connection too.
Ça tourne. Cinéphile, guest of the month.
So first up, Tamer El-Said and his film called In the Last Days of the City. It released here in France at the end of June. Some of El-Said's friends play themselves, and the city plays many roles. It's an experimental film, blurring the line between documentary and fiction, with some surprising and beautiful moments and images with hints of possibly Swiss New Wave influence. Is set in 2009, when Cairo was on the verge of yearned-for political and social change and the less desirable, as yet unknown, chaos and crackdown that followed. The contemporary city of Cairo and 35-year-old Khalid, the main character, vie for the lead role in El-Said's film. Tamer El-Said, thank you very much for being with us today.
Yes, thank you.
Your film is the story of a young man, Khalid, who is seeking lots of things. It's also a time for him of a lot of endings. It's rather a metaphor of Egypt at that time, pre-revolution, December 2009. Was this the premise of your film when you started writing it, as I understand, even 2 years before that?
There was a very peculiar feeling at that time that we cannot carry on like this and something big is going to happen. We didn't know what is it exactly, and we had this kind of mixed feelings towards what's coming after. From one side, you are longing to it because you think this might bring a new start, and it gives you the feeling of the ability to dream again of your home country. But from the other side, it's also very scary because you don't know how this is going to affect your life, how this is going maybe to destroy things that you love. So the film was about this feeling. It's not about the revolution, it's about the moment before. And what was planned to be 12 weeks of shooting ended up to be 2 years because we had to film and stop and looking for money and film and stop and looking for money. And we finished shooting 6 weeks before the revolution, before 25th of January. But I wanted the film to stay loyal to the moment of making it.
That must have been very difficult for you and your team.
Yes, and I think this is what makes the film unique also, because it captured this moment before, so you can understand the roots of what happened in Cairo. It's about the fabrics of the society. It's about what do you do when the world is collapsing around you and you only have a camera. And this is dealing with friendship, with the loss, with the death, with life, with love, with your memories, with yourself, in a big city that is so multi-layered.
You actually make that happen through either the filming or the editing, I'm not sure which, this multi-layered different perspectives.
You know, the main challenge in the film in the beginning was coming from this question, is it possible to tell a city in a film of 2 hours? You feel like you simplify things in a way, so you lose this depth in your vision towards the city. And so the idea was to try not to film the image of the city, but more to film its soul. It's also to allow yourself to be open to what the city will give you. It's not guaranteed, you know. It's like you go to fish and you just throw the net, but you have to believe that the sea is generous and it will give you something. I was always saying to my team that, you know, it's a fiction film, but the backdrop is completely reality and we don't change anything in this backdrop. So we want this sync between the fiction part and the magic of the reality to happen. I like what Khaled, my lead actor and fellow producer, he used to say, like, we didn't do anything right in this process of making this film, but maybe that was the only right thing to do.
That's Khalid Abdallah, yes, who also plays Khalid in the film.
Yes. We ended up shooting in 2 years, but this made also us the only film that really captured the real last days of the city before the change.
Tamer Al-Sayed, you've worked very hard on the visuals, you and Bassem Fayed,
yes,
obviously, on the colour, on the camera, yes, work.
For me, film is using the image and sound in a creative way to express a position towards the world. And you know, in Arabic, the dots are very important. Like every group of letters has the same shape, but the letters is changing depending on how many dots we have, or is it above or under the letter. So actually, if you write Arabic without putting the dots, you can't read. The thing that makes us able to read is the dots. In cinema, the image is the letter and the sound is the dots. And we wanted to portray Cairo, which I think is one of the most photogenic cities in the world, in the way that we feel it. We wanted to have the visual of its soul. And that was amazing. The collaboration with Bassem is how to capture really the details of this city and put it in this puzzle. And we collaborated with the amazing colorist Jorge Biquet Rodriguez. Like, he managed to make the film in the tones of the palette that we wanted to achieve from the
and
beginning.
And creates a certain atmosphere,
yes,
and a mood through, yes, those colors.
Yes. Took us maybe 5 to 6 months just to work on the colors.
That's quite something. Tamer Al-Sayed, thank you very much
thank
for speaking
so much
to us today.
Yes.
Thank you. We wish you all the very best with your film In the Last Day of the City.
Take two. Saturn, Cinefile, RFI's movie pick.
And now a big welcome to RFI's Laura Angela Bagnetto, our regular English service film buff.
Hello, Roslyn. I really enjoyed Dalida. And if you don't know who she is, she's a pretty fabulous singer with a very tormented past. But you don't have to know who she is. I think everybody would enjoy this film.
What did you like particularly about the film?
I love the music. She was like the Madonna from the 60s to the early 80s, Madonna the singer. And so her music changed as, you know, the years went on. So she ended up doing more disco, but she did some folk music and very traditional stuff. And she also had a very interesting and bizarre relationship with all the men in her life. She's misunderstood and misinterpreted. It even comes out in her songs. So when you hear her songs, she's actually responding to all these people who tried to manipulate her. And she's gorgeous as well. The actress Sveva Alviti is an Italian model, and she looks exactly like Dalida. She sounds exactly like her when she speaks.
Dalida, she's best known in France. What's her original nationality?
She's Italian, but she was born and raised in Cairo in Egypt. There's one scene in the film where she's actually in a movie, in an Egyptian movie, and when she comes back to Egypt, they're throwing flowers at her, there's a whole parade, and the most poignant scene in the whole film is when she's talking to a little boy who is an actor in this movie that she's doing, and they're speaking in Arabic. And he says, oh, we heard that you had died. You know, how is that? Because she has quite a tragic life, but I won't give anything away. And her response to him is quite poignant. And I think that a lot of people will be interested in what she has to say about love and the problems of the heart.
Nous souhaitons vous proposer un contrat. Personne. J'ai eu qu'une obsession, c'est qu'elle devienne la meilleure.
Cette chanson d'autrefois, je la chante pour toi.
Magnifique.
So look out for Tamer Al-Sayed's award-winning In the Last Days of the City, already released in France in June, and also Dalida by French director Lisa Azuelos. Join me for the next Cinephile at the end of August to hear an interview with Nahuel Perez Biscayat, the star of a much-awaited French release, 120 Beats Per Minute, about the battle to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS in France in the late 1980s and early 1990s. From me, Roslyn Hyams, and until next time, goodbye.
Take 87.
On est pas bien là?